Hi, I'm the Reverend Chris Mockamer, and I'd like to welcome our listeners to the Ernest Angley Miracle Crusade in Kryfontein Township in Cape Town, South Africa. And today is the fifth service. God is moving in each miracle service and on the streets through our crusade teams. Lives are being born again, baptized in the Holy Ghost, and sick bodies healed. Let's join Reverend Angley and the service in progress.
And now help me welcome the Glory Land Singers. I'm going to settle down. Welcome them as they come. Are you enjoying it?
Yes!
Now it's the Jesus Trio. I'm going to sing with the angels. Now this was given through prophecy. I didn't know that we would sing with the angels. No, but this was a revelation. And I knew that when that came through, that was really something. And I sat down. And the Lord dictated it to me. And I wrote it as He wanted it. And I knew that it was for real. We were going to sing with the angels. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Trio's coming. Give them a big, big welcome.
Sing with the angels in glory land. What a glorious time that will be. Singing with the heavenly band, I'll sing with happiness and joy. Lift my voice.
rejoice and praise the Lord. I'll look upon his face of grace, singing with the heavenly band. I will join the angels band, ring golden bells of heaven's land. I hear us as we sing his love, saving millions for the Lord. Remembering gospel songs we sang, singing praises to his name. In gospel songs all day and night, we help the people to get right. I'm gonna join the angels band, I'll sing with the angels in glory land. What a glorious time that will be, singing with the heavenly band. I'll sing with happiness and joy, lift my voice and praise the Lord. I'll look upon his face of grace, singing with the heavenly band.
Anointing's coming from on high, set our souls on holy fire. God sent miracles day and night, angels join, what a heavenly sight.
Oh, how great that time will be, to look upon God's smiling face. Oh, the reality of it all, to sing his praise for amazing grace. I'm gonna join the angels band, I'll sing with the angels in glory land. What a glorious time that will be, singing with the heavenly band. I'll sing with happiness and joy, lift my voice and praise the Lord. I'll look upon his face of grace, singing with the heavenly band. I'm gonna join the angels band, I'll sing with the angels in glory land. What a glorious time that will be, singing with the heavenly band. I'll sing with happiness and joy, lift my voice and praise the Lord. I'll look upon his face of grace, singing with the heavenly band, singing with the heavenly band.
20 special miracles took place, saith the Lord, while they were singing the Lord's song. Lift up those hands and praise the Lord out loud. Praise him. Praise him for your miracle. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. The miracle power is here tonight. The miracle power is here. Amen. 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 And amen. Now, help me welcome the Zion Trio. Glory to the Lamb.
Redeemer, the
the Lord. Give them a great big God bless. I want you to pray. I want everybody to stand up. You that's unsaved, I want you to be saved. You that's a backslider, the Lord tells us in the Bible, he's married to the backslider. That means that he still loves you. Nobody's ever loved you like Jesus loves you. Give him your heart tonight. You'll be so glad that you did. And now you're praying, lifting hands, everybody. Everybody pray out loud. Pray out loud. Pray out loud. Oh God, save my soul.
Save my soul.
I'm so sorry.
That
I sinned against you.
I have shamed you.
I will never go away again.
Forgive me.
I repent with godly sorrow. And I believe the blood you shed on Calvary washed away my sins. Right now.
Right now.
Thank God I'm saved. My sins are all gone. I'm making heaven my home. I'm making heaven my home. I'm making heaven my home. Praise the Lord. And God bless the trio. This is going to be a great night. God will really be moving. Jim and Trish, they're going to sing that great song, Surrender, in your own language, your own native tongue.
Nenyembezi zisikla kumbu poikatako, ujoku suunninen besisako, nikeila, iklesiu joko, kuin kosi. Nikelin kysio, jaiko, nikela kuje.
Nikelum tua loa ko
Bebe kea mam les wes ni
Jonga lo
wa fe la
wena
Nikelim fizi o yako en kosini
Sinti subisa ikamalako Ningan mekisi Nikelin klesio yako Winko
Friend, there's nothing like hearing the Word of God. Listen now as Reverend Angley ministers to the people.
The subject for this evening, the gospel must be preached. Gonna tell you why. Why must the gospel be preached? That's a great question. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation, and the world needs salvation. Romans 1, verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Every word in the English language, it ends with E-T-H, means to continue. Don't forget that. To the Jew first, and also to the Greek. The gospel is a true story of Jesus and his teachings. Glad tidings of salvation and the kingdom of God. When the gospel is preached in its purity, it has power to change lives. Spiritually, physically, mentally. You or I can't change anyone, but the gospel can. Don't ever forget this. The gospel can. The gospel changed Paul. And when it did, he preached what he received. 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, verses 1, 3, and 4. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. 1 Corinthians, the 9th chapter, verse 14. Even so hath the Lord ordained that they which preach the gospel should live of the gospel. You should live according to what the gospel teaches. That's the only way you're going to get to heaven. No other way. Yes, the gospel must be preached. But who is going to preach it? And how are they going to preach it? Romans, the 10th chapter, verses 13 through 15. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's wonderful. And I just heard since I arrived here, one of our workers, they were at the train station and handing out flyers, inviting people to the service. People are moving fast there, but they get their attention. She got this young man's attention, And he wanted the Holy Ghost. Had just 5 minutes before he had the train left. And he got the Holy Ghost. The real baptism. Great. The Lord said in the last days he'd pour it out. He's been pouring it out here. Multitudes have been baptized night after night, service after service. Now on the streets, it's happening. And it's happening wherever. Happening in the hotel. Oh, yes. Ever so many got saved in the hotel today where we stay. Something great God is doing. And they shall call on him when they have not believed. And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Let me do that 14th verse again. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? And it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Isn't that wonderful? And bring the gospel good tidings, good things. That's what this whole world needs. How shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? They can't. And this is why the gospel must be preached. How shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? They can't. This is why the gospel must be preached. Would everybody say, the gospel must be preached?
The gospel must be preached.
And again.
The gospel must be preached.
And a third time. How shall they hear without a preacher? They can't. This is why we must preach the gospel. How shall they preach except they be sent? They can't. But we must send them so the gospel can be preached. These dead churches not doing anything. We're living on borrowed time. But they're in no condition. They don't teach the birth of Christ. Even Pentecostal churches are now teaching that everybody's sin. Everybody's sin. Sinners sin. The soul that sinneth shall die. One sin wrecked the whole world. Don't you know that? God help us to get this gospel. Must be preached to every creature on planet Earth, then the end will come. And we have a voice now. The Lord has given us a radio voice 24 hours around the clock, preaching, singing, getting people saved, getting people filled with the Holy Ghost, getting people ready for the soon coming of the Lord. It's happening. It's happening, it's happening, it's happening. Jesus, the Son of God, came preaching the gospel. And take note that wherever this true gospel was preached, signs and wonders accompanied it. Signs and wonders. Matthew, the 9th chapter, verse 35. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, healing every sickness and every disease among the people. I haven't found a disease yet that our Lord will not heal. Matthew 11th chapter, verse 5. The blind receive their sight. The lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. That's the sign of the gospel. That's it. And the blind receive their sight in these services. And the lame walk, the lepers, and the lepers are being cleansed. Four lepers in one locale were cleansed completely, free from all leprosy. And we have a man sings in our choir now. He died in our service here a while back, this past year, and he was pronounced dead. They came, they couldn't get him to breathe. We prayed, we got a hold of God, and they rushed him to the hospital, and they pronounced him dead on arrival. And then they were shocked. Suddenly he began to breathe. We had prayed him back from the dead. This is a true story. You can meet him when you come to our cathedral. You can hear him singing in the choir. He's been singing in the choir for years and years. He and his wife, they're wonderful, wonderful people. She's just been lost without him. But God gave him life, and they sent the word through their hospital, come see a dead man, and yet he lives. Come see a dead man, and yet he lives. That's confirming the gospel. It's powerful. It's life. It's not death. It's life. Thank God it's life. The blind receive their sight. The lame walk. Lepers are cleansed. Deaf hear. Dead are raised up. And the poor have the gospel preached to them. We preach to the very poorest of the poor. The Lord sent me one of the best Bible colleges in the whole world at that time. He told me I'd have to preach to the very intelligent, educated. I'd have to preach to the very uneducated, the very poor of the poor. And he let me know I must be prepared, and he prepared me. And I'm so grateful, so grateful. And it's wonderful. And for the blind to get their sight, I had a great uncle. His eyeballs turned over me 9 years of age. And Daddy loved him. He'd go see him. I'd sit in the car. I couldn't stand to go in and see Uncle Jim. But today they could have turned his eyes back, but then they couldn't do it. But he could tell money. He could tell paper money just as good as you can. And it was wonderful. He's dead and in heaven today. Those eyeballs are all right, glorified. But I have great compassion for the blind, and I love to see them. They've led them on the platform at Grace, and they walked off with their sight. You know, I like to see that smile on their face. That smile in Chattanooga, Tennessee. I went there for just one service, and there was a young girl there. She's celebrating her 16th birthday. She was born blind. Her request was that the Lord of heaven give her sight for her birthday, and that he did. I called sight to her. She received her sight. I'll never forget that smile. That's the most beautiful smile. She didn't have to tell me she was seeing. She was seeing. She was seeing. That smile said it all. She went away with her birthday gift of sight. She had never seen a flower. She had never seen any green grass. She had never seen the sunrise or set. 16th birthday. How wonderful. How wonderful. How wonderful. God is good all the time. And I prayed for a woman in Dalton, Georgia. And she had been blind over 30 years. And she received her sight. She could see, and I noticed this man. He'd go back and bring somebody and introduce them to this woman. And he'd go back and get another one. I didn't know what he was doing. Come to find out, they had 7 children. She had never seen one of them. He'd say, "Mama, this is so-and-so." And Mama would take a look and maybe give her a big hug. That was so wonderful to me. That was beautiful. Beautiful. God did it. He got all the glory. I never take any of his glory. He gets it all. All the glory. And it's wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Wife and I went into a leper colony. I sat down beside that leper, talked to him about Jesus to get him saved. They would pass us outside, cover up their faces. I was told they were hoping to go back to their hometown and have their healing. And they didn't want anybody to see their face to know that they had leprosy because they'd be afraid of them. That's pitiful to live in that dread. Luke, the 7th chapter, verse 22. Then Jesus answering said unto them, "Go your way, tell John what things you have seen and heard, how that the blind receive, the blind see, the lame walk, and the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, and the dead are raised. To the poor the gospel is preached." Those are the signs. Those are the signs. Didn't say anything about our hand clapping, but the Bible tells, clap our hands, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. You could do that as a sinner, clap your hands. But these things, no, can't do them. The power of God unto salvation. Jesus commanded his disciples to preach the gospel. And this gospel includes the Holy Ghost baptism. Jesus came back and stayed 40 days after his resurrection to teach them about the Holy Ghost and to get the disciples ready to preach the gospel in its fullness. Nobody should go forth to preach the gospel without the Holy Ghost baptism. Jesus didn't. And John saw the Holy Ghost as a dove descending upon him. I've seen the Holy Ghost outside the body, and I didn't know who he was. He was different to what I thought he would look like. You never know what God will do. And I saw this figure. The whole crowd was covered with water of life. It had flowed and covered them up like a mighty river. There were thousands there that night in that crusade service. Thousands. And it was something. He'd come up, go, dump those, came back, go back down into the water. And he kept doing that for I don't know how long. And what he was doing was taking the devils out of those people and taking them and dumping them into hell. God's is amazing God. Amazing God. And He's coming down here tonight. You can read about this in John's Gospel because he wrote the most about it. And he told them about the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of Truth. Mark, the 16th chapter, verse 15. And he said to them, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." And in Luke, 24th chapter, verse 49. "Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high." See, you receive power, and then the Holy Ghost comes in. But you get that power. You got to have a holy tongue and a holy heart. And the Lord lets me look at the hearts of people. I get it. God lets me see as He sees is all I know. They are deceived. It shows up in the heart. And some people, they don't believe it. They won't accept it. That's up to them. I tell them anyway that they're deceived. The devil has deceived them. John 15th chapter 26th verse. "When the Comforter is come, whom I will send you from the Father, even the Spirit of Truth, which proceeded from the Father, He shall testify of me." Call Him Spirit of Truth, the Comforter. Acts chapter 2 verse 4. "And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit," notice, "as the Spirit gave them utterance." You don't never talk in tongues at will. That's dangerous. The devils will take over. God told me, He explained it definitely so to me. This is when the miracles and healings began to take place among the disciples. This is the gospel we're taking to the ends of the earth. This is the last chance for the world. God told me, Jehovah God told me that. Peter, when addressing the strangers spread out in Asia, let them know that they were getting the good news of grace, salvation for those who preach the gospel with the Holy Ghost. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 12. "But unto us they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into." Paul preached with power and with the Holy Ghost. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 5. "For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance." We must take on heaven's vision to preach the gospel the way God planned for it to be preached in its fullness. It's to be preached in its fullness. When the Lord sent me to Akron, Ohio, Angel and I, we were evangelizing, traveling state to state, and to some countries as well, having great, mighty success. We didn't know we'd ever settle down. I'm a born evangelist. I've evangelized the church that I pastor all these years. I never pastored a church. God told me to go to Akron, Ohio, establish Him a church. Told me I was to preach the Holy Ghost to them. It had not been preached. I did just that. I thought I could establish him a church in a year or two, and now soon be 63 years old. That didn't sound like overnight, did it? And it was the churches that fought me, fought us the most. They did everything to destroy us. Persecution is good for what ails you, though. Makes you fast more, pray more, get more of God's love, more of God's faith. And you stay away from people like that and gather people around you that love Jesus. That's the kind of people I love to be around. I don't love to be around kin people if they don't love Jesus. And I don't go around them. You say, are you like that? God made me like that. He told you to come out from among them and he would accept you. So you're not accepted until you do. Okay? 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, 5. For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power, in the Holy Ghost, and much assurance. That's good enough to read over and over. We must take on heaven's vision, preach the gospel the way God planned for it to be preached. In its fullness. Thank God. That's not all the message. You never get through with the gospel. Never get through with the gospel.
Friend, the God of miracles lives today, and he is working in all of Reverend Angley's crusade services. Listen as Reverend Angley ministers to the people, and they receive God's miracles with great joy and excitement.
Now we'll get ready for the healing line. And the Lord will heal the people. I sanctify the Lord God. I declare, O God, the miracles and healings are yours. You know, I never take any of your glory. All of these more than 77 years teaching, preaching, and praying for the sick, I've never touched your speck of your glory, Lord, and I never will. This healing line is coming to you tonight. Everybody say it. Cry Fontaine. Did you hear that? Cry Fontaine. Isn't that a beautiful name? Cry Fontaine.
Reverend, this lady is 62 years of age. A year ago, she lost her sense of smell.
All right. In the name of Jesus, I command the sense of smell to come. It's there. This is perfume on a handkerchief. I'm sorry. It happened, didn't it?
Yes, I can smell now. Thank you, God.
Turn around, tell them.
I can smell now. Thank you, God. I love you.
The Lord did it. No man can't do that. Can't do those things. Mm-hmm. What's wrong with your eyes?
Can't see.
You don't see. You see a tiny bit out of that eye. In the name of Jesus, recreate this eye. Jesus did this in the name of Jesus. Now open that eye and see. Look right into my eyes. Open it. Open it. Look right into my eyes. Right into my eyes. Let it all come now. Let it all come. Let it all come. Let it all come. Let it all come. Amen. Let it come. Let it come. Huh? Let it come. You begin to see a little?
A little bit.
Well, that's your sign. See, you have some doubt there. Loose her from this doubt. Amen. Now let that doubt go out the window. Don't chase it. But you were doubting, child. You were doubting. You were doubting. And the Lord gave you the miracle of getting your sense of smell back. And now He expects you not to doubt Him ever again. Okay?
Yes.
Now you look again. Cover up your good eye. Cover it up. Put your hand up there. Cover it. That's your hand. Now you see there? You're doing better. Getting some life in it. Okay?
Amen. Thank you.
Now, see? Quit that doubting.
Thank you.
And that pretty hair. All right.
Reverend Angeli, this man is 72 years of age. For a long time, he's been partially deaf in his left ear.
Recreate the eardrum. Recreate the eardrum. Thou foul deaf. Come on!
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I can hear.
I can hear.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Turn around there and tell people. Tell them what you got.
Amen.
Tell them what you got.
God healed me.
What did He heal you of?
The ear. Left ear.
You're here.
Yes.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
You had a hole in that eardrum.
That's right, yeah.
And He filled it in.
Yes.
See, the Lord lets me know these things.
Yes.
Isn't that amazing?
It's amazing to me.
Yeah, it's amazing to me.
Yes.
I never get used to
okay.
The works of Almighty God.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Who did this?
Jesus.
Who do you love?
Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Reverend.
You're welcome. He did it.
Reverend Angeli, this man is 57 years old.
Well, he doesn't look it.
15 years ago, he lost hearing in both ears. Now, he wears hearing aids, but without them, he cannot hear.
Lord, recreate the eardrums. Recreate the eardrums. Thou foul, deaf spirits, come out! Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I can hear.
I can hear.
Show them your hearing aids. You don't need them. That was man's best. You got God's best tonight, didn't you? Got His best. Show them. Hold them up. Show them.
Hey, yeah.
Tell them. Can you hear? Hallelujah.
See, I'm sure. I'm not sure whether I hear like I should hear.
Well, yay! Now, yeah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Are you convinced now?
It's better. I think it's better.
Yeah. 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 This is for real. There's nothing covered up. You're doubting, I'll let people know you're doubting.
Reverend Angeli, this young girl is 11 years of age. She's here with her mother, and she was born deaf and mute.
Oh, mother, won't it be wonderful to have her healed? Only believe, Jesus said, all things are possible. Amen. Lord, she doesn't have any eardrums. Born without eardrums all these years, but you're giving her two eardrums. Yeah, I see it in the vision. Amen. Amen. In the name of Jesus, come out! Ooh. Anybody home? Thou foul spirit, mute spirit, come out! I command the mute spirit to never come back. The day of spirits never come back. Baby. 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 You have to shake it. You hear that? Rattle? Yeah. Try it over there. Yeah. Baby. 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 Yay. Baby. 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 No. Baby. You got it. Baby. You hear, he's here, and you clap again. Mother, what do you think about all of this?
No, I'm so glad because I see his dad say baby.
Isn't that something? You never thought he'd ever say mother, did you? Or mama?
Yes. All right, thank you.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Reverend Angeli, this lady's 66 years of age. She's here with her husband. For over 20 years, she's been partially deaf in both ears.
Many deaf. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And she's suffering from tinnitus as well, Pastor. Hissing sound in the ears, like all the time.
Oh. Lord. Does she ever hear any AIDS?
No, no.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. No wonder she has that condition. In the name of Jesus, clear it all out. Clear it out. This even affects her brain. And it's good she's here today.
Yes.
Because she would have lost so much in the near future.
Thank you.
Yay!
Yeah. The snow. The snow.
God did.
My wife actually suffers with English. So, but she says it's silent now.
It's silent. It's still.
Of course, she's had this tinnitus, as you can. That's a hissing sound that she hears all the time, going like a sss in her head all the time.
Well, if you can sing what I sing.
It's great. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you.
How many of you believe you're seeing miracles?
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Tell them.
Ek het elke dag van my lewe gesuis in my kop gehad en in my ore. En dis weg. Dankie Jesus, dis weg.
Yes, it's gone. It's got a sound. It didn't sound, but it's gone now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
I know you're relieved.
Oh, really much so. So much, thank you, Reverend.
Isn't that wonderful?
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thanks very much. Thank you so much.
Who did it?
Jesus.
Who do you love?
Jesus.
Reverend Angeli, this young girl is 11 years of age. She's here with her father. Since birth, she's been deaf in both ears. She does wear one hearing aid.
But it doesn't do any of that.
Do.
It doesn't work. Take out the hearing aid, please. It's not really doing her any good. Lord, this precious child, the devil has robbed her, but no more. No more. In the name of Jesus. Thou foul devils, you have to go or be dropped into hell right now. Amen. I know you. And I can see you. I know what you've done. But it's over. It's over. You're closed out. Yay! Let me have that. Shake it. Thou dumb spirit, you have to come out. Command the dumb spirits, the deaf spirits, to never come back. Baby.
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 I love Jesus. 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 Yeah. Baby. Daddy, what do you think?
I've been chasing God and I found him now.
Are you saved?
It's marvelous. Yes, I'm safe. But I've been chasing God for this miracle and I've...
Wonderful.
Amen.
Do you have the Holy Ghost yet? With the evidence of speaking other tongues? Good. I was going to tell you, get out there tonight in the congregation and get the Holy Ghost because he's going to be falling. These are the works of the Holy Ghost. You can have that. Oh, yeah. Turn it and shake it and let them know. And stick up that thumb and show them you're hearing. Daddy, it's wonderful, isn't it?
Wonderful.
We can never praise him enough.
Amen.
Friend, as Reverend Angley encourages those in attendance at this crusade to praise the Lord with their whole heart and receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you can start praising him too, using that wonderful word glory. If you have not received the Holy Ghost with the initial evidence of speaking in tongues, let him come in and baptize you today. If you already have received him, let him refresh and bless you as you rejoice with them.
And now, I call the miracle power upon you that was used on this platform a while ago. You saw it, you heard it, and the person witnessed that they got it. And now, you can have that same powers over there. I call it down. Heal, heal, heal. Go forth now, touching them. And I call the Holy Ghost down. The Lord gifted me with this. He told me I would call the Holy Ghost down upon them. Thousands, untold, hundreds of thousands have been baptized in the real Holy Ghost through the gift of God. In the name of Jesus, I call the spirit of worship upon you, the spirit of praise upon you. Start praising the Lord. The word is glory. Say it over and over and over. Glory, 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 glory. Find somebody and help them. Find somebody and help them. You may be seated. Or no, you just keep. That's all right. Just go out among them. Yes. Workers, go out and help them. Find somebody that's needing, they don't have the Holy Ghost. Praise him, everybody. All over this place. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Come on, let's praise him. Praise him. The Holy Ghost will come. The Holy Ghost will come. Lord, baptize them in the Holy Ghost. Glory, 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 glory. I call the Holy Ghost down. Glory, glory. I call the Holy Ghost down. Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Receive ye the Holy Ghost. You can receive right now. Only believe you can receive right now. Glory, 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 glory. You that just got the Holy Ghost in this crusade, help somebody tonight. Help somebody tonight. Help somebody tonight. Amen.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus in the morning, Jesus in the noontime. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus when the sun goes down. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him in the morning, praise Him in the noontime. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him when the sun goes down. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus in the morning, Jesus in the noontime. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus when the sun goes down. Love Him, love Him, love Him in the morning, love Him in the noontime. Love Him, love Him, love Him when the sun goes down.
Friend, I pray you enjoy today's World Radio broadcast. I'm the Reverend Chris Mockamer, and I enjoyed being your host today. Always remember, you are special to God.